Unit 10, Reading 2, Lessons in Business. Guy Kawasaki is perhaps best known for his efforts in promoting Apple's early products like the Macintosh computer. He has since gone on to build a career as a successful entrepreneur, author, and speaker. Along the way, he has learned many important lessons from the people he's worked with. After receiving his MBA from UCLA in 1979, Kawasaki entered the jewelry business. The president of the company he worked for was a man named Martin Gruber. One of the biggest lessons Kawasaki learned from Gruber was how to sell a product. It's not about selling a commodity or the features of a product, but to sell the benefits, Kawasaki says. This lesson proved to be valuable in his next job at Apple. Working at Apple was the turning point in Kawasaki's life. At the time, the company was just starting to take off. Kawasaki gave himself the job title Chief Evangelist. As an evangelist, he promoted Apple's products and shared his passion for them with other people. Kawasaki learned how to handle office politics from Al Eisenstadt, general counsel at Apple. Eisenstadt showed me how corporate politics works, to not burn your bridges and to be nice to everyone, he explains. This sensible piece of advice helped Kawasaki during a power struggle between the company's leaders in the mid-80s. Another leader who influenced Kawasaki was Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. Kawasaki worked for Jobs, a famously tough boss, not once, but twice. He has described working for Jobs as one of the defining experiences of his life. Here are four things Kawasaki learned from the Apple boss. People cannot describe their needs. Customers often don't know what they want until they see it. For example, the first Apple computer was very different from the personal computers available at the time. Customers didn't know they needed something different until Apple created it. A successful entrepreneur identifies problems that need solving before anyone else does. Design counts. Simple, elegant, fun. All these words describe Apple's design philosophy. Apple products are well known for their beautiful design and enjoy great sales as a result. If your product looks good, consumers will be more likely to buy it, even if the price is high. An attractive design tells consumers that a product is of good quality and is worth the price. You get the best results when you give people big goals. Don't simplify things for employees. Give them big challenges instead. Jobs was well known for his attention to detail. In fact, he had a reputation for being a very demanding boss. But as Kawasaki explains, I and Apple employees before me and after me did their best work because we had to do our best work to meet the big challenges. Most experts are clueless. Experts, including consultants, analysts, and journalists, are often disconnected from customers. So don't trust the experts. Their opinions aren't always accurate. As Kawasaki puts it, Steve Jobs did not listen to experts. Experts listened to him. Kawasaki advises entrepreneurs to do their own research and to reach out to consumers directly. The best way to do this, he says, is by using social media. Selling a product. Here are four tips from Guy Kawasaki on using social media to sell a product. 1. Post frequently. 2. Post things that improve people's lives. 3. Include a video or a picture with every post. 4. Repeat your posts because people live in different time zones and work on different schedules. End of CD 2.